This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because somebody is very important in the deen. The Messenger of Allah was once walking past a lady and she was crying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, and she was crying profusely, really, you know, it must have been overboard. So the Messenger of Allah said to her, "Fear Allah." And she didn't know that this was the Messenger of Allah. So she said to the person, she heard the voice, but she didn't recognize the Messenger of Allah. She said, "You haven't been afflicted by that which I have been afflicted with." So look at this. The Messenger of Allah didn't turn around and say to her, "How dare you? Don't you know I'm the Messenger of Allah? I'm telling you the haq and you're not listening to me." But he knew, he understood the situation that this woman is grieving. Later on, they said, "You know who you just spoke to? This is the Messenger of Allah." So the narration in Sahih Muslim mentions, "Akhadha kalmaut." It was as though death descended upon her when she found out she had spoken to the Messenger of Allah in that manner. So she went to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and this is so beautiful. She said, "I went to the house of the Messenger of Allah. There's no guards. There's nobody at the door. And I knocked on the door. And I went in." And she said, "The Messenger of Allah didn't scold me. He didn't tell me off. All he said, 'As-sabr inda sadmatil ula.' He said, 'True sabr is upon the first affliction. You rant and rave for a week and then you say, 'Bro, I'm doing sabr.' You knock out about 6 guys, you break a few windows, you cuss everybody around you. Now everything, now you're cool as a cucumber. Now you turn around telling the word, 'Bro, sabr. I'm doing sabr.' As-sabr inda sadmatil ula. True sabr is upon the first affliction, when it first happens. That's where it's difficult." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't scold her. All he said, "As-sabr inda sadmatil ula." Ibn Hajar says a beautiful thing here. Ibn Hajar says, so why didn't the Messenger of Allah like an entourage? Why didn't he have people around him? He said, because the Messenger of Allah was not a worldly king. And it was a sign of worldly kings at that time that they would have people, an entourage around them. And the Messenger of Allah didn't want that.